dun 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 boop. That's right. I am a booping shark. Avoid these waters, lest ye be booped. Boop. Exactly. Like the floor is lava, except water. And there's a shark, and that's me, because I'm a booping shark. That is the definition of exactly right in the boop universe. The boopiverse. Hey, okay, call me silly all you want, but you're the one stranded on this bed island until the sun rises. Because booping sharks are nocturnal. You really should have paid more attention in imaginary zoology. Yeah, intention. That's what I meant to say. Well, yeah, that's a great idea. We should definitely cuddle so you don't freeze to death. You're lucky this talking piece of driftwood that's also really warm and cuddly washed ashore with you. I don't know why I said I was driftwood. The story's escaping me, okay? I mean, you wouldn't just start cuddling with a random person that washed ashore, because that's, like, creepy. At least take them out to a nice coconut bra dinner first, before getting frisky with them. Yes, frisky. It's also the 80s in this wiggity-wiggity-whack situation. Is frisky from the 80s? Or is it fresh? Okay, whatever. Let's just say it is so we can both have perms. Of course I still have a perm, even if I'm a piece of driftwood. There's also just, like, one giant leg warmer on me, too. Whoa, you are so right. I mean, the fact that I haven't won a Nobel Prize for Literature is astonishing. One, two, three... Four, one, two, three, four, five. Shh! I'm trying to make a haiku on the fly and I have to count syllables! Shh! One, two, three, four, five, six, seven. One, two, three, four, five. My one love, driftwood, made of wood, but is my rock. Kleptomania. Oh, okay. Well, I'm glad you caught on to the undertones about the plight of the proletariat. Wait. One, two, three, four, five. Proletariat is five syllables. I need to remember that. I've said it once and I'll say it again. You're just my muse. I love you too, baby. I must be as close to you as humanly possible for maximum cuddles. Hi there. I wish I didn't say the bed was a boop-free zone, because I want to boop you so badly right now. My finger is so close. I'm practically touching your defenseless nose. Aw! Thank you for noticing my nails. I painted them early today. I know, right? It's such a pretty color. It sparkles. I have an idea. Wait. Hear me out before you say no. I said hear me out. I promise. It's a fun idea. Please. That's right. Yes. I want to paint your nails. It would be so great. There's even, like, a removable base coat now, so you could just take it off, like, super quickly afterwards. I could paint them black, so you could be, like, the gothy boy wonder you had always meant to be. It would be perfect. Oh, come on. Please. Pretty please for me. Pretty please with the cherry on top. Look at these puppy dog eyes. It would make my entire year. Come on. I promise, no other makeup, just the nails. I promise this won't be a slippery slope into me doing mascara or lipstick. I pinky promise, the holiest of promises, because it's with your pinky, which is the cutest finger. Yay! 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 You're the absolute best, baby. You spoil me. Huh, that is a good question. Is nail painting technically makeup? This is something I've never thought of. I'm going to say yes. Yes, probably. I mean, most makeup is face-based, but the professional effects, special effects makeup stuff, it's not just limited to faces. So, like, regular makeup wouldn't be either. Case closed. Ooh, I'm like a detective, like a duck detective that quacks, quack, quack, quack. Okay, well, sure. You can think of the hands as the faces of the arm, if that makes you feel better. Okay. Well, yeah, we might be reaching critical mass on, like, absolute nonsense. I can't even talk. Quick, okay, we need to normalize the reactor before it blows up. Sensible investments, good shoes, arch support, unbuttered toast. It's all happening. Okay, are we good? Phew, okay. I'm glad we avoided a catastrophe with all that boring adult talk. I was more boring than a rabbit, because rabbits bore holes in the ground. Boo all you want at my awful jokes. It only makes me stronger. Okay, I heard that yawn. It's time to commence drowsy protocol. No protesting. Getting your rest is important. We can continue the silliness in the morning. Think about it. We'll be able to boop those sleeping boop sharks. You know? It's like almost as poetic as the haiku. That's it. Snuggle up to me. I knew you couldn't resist. The yawns always betray you. You'll get your revenge one day, I promise. Well, if you're really trying to make this a compelling narrative, the yawns killed your parents, and you must seek vengeance upon them. No. I see what you're doing, bad boyfriend. I'm not gonna fall for your obvious distraction techniques. No more goofs. Sleep, silly. Sleep. Sleep, my precious. Okay, I could see how that could be like the opposite of relaxing. I'm very sorry. Just shut your eyes and feel yourself drifting into a magical floaty dreamland where the clouds are cotton candy and all the animals are like adorable baby cuteness. Night, night, my love. Mwah.